At large? Is somebody getting Mary Lou a mic? Unless she wants Louise to do it. Poor Louise never gets a chance to speak.
And you've heard that before, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, the at-large chapter it has been something that I have really, really wanted to see become active for a while. And I know some folks in this room have sort of kept it going and then graciously said, here, you want to do this? Great. So so I was really excited to get involved in it. We've been pulling it together now since we started in January. We have had conference calls every month. We had a little bit of bouncing around to figure out what was the best day, what was the best time. We have settled on the third Tuesday of every month at 9 p.m. because we have a number of members who have little kids and they want to put the kids to bed and then come talk to us. We have had speakers. We've had both Carl and Mike have come. We've had someone from the Syracuse chapter came and did a presentation on the BEP program for us. Our next call, which is this Tuesday night, we're going to have Jackie, an NFB National Scholarship winner, a specialist in Braille literacy, a blind parent. She wears lots of hats, so we're very excited about that. Our membership, our static membership right now is 6. We have had as many as 12 folks on the call. We've had as few as 2. It's been a bit of a bumpy road to get to where we are now. We do, however, have officers now. We now that we are an official chapter, we are excited to move forward. Our officers, I'm president, Rachel Bodek, who some of you may know because she's been to convention before and wasn't able to come this year. Rachel is vice president, very active, very supportive. And Todd Elze is our secretary treasurer. And Todd was at one time the president of the Sacramento, California NFB chapter. So he's got lots of experience and lots of great ideas. We are looking for members. My goal is to do 2 things. One is to support new chapters. The chapter at large is a great way to get people into the movement and then help them to establish their own chapters. My other goal is to bring in folks who are not currently able to attend meetings anywhere where there is no chapter. And I really appreciate the support of everybody who's been making it possible. And we're going to keep going.